Sit quietly. Let your breathing become slow, deep, and relaxed. Your mind is calm and clear. Begin to feel a warmth in your body, a gentle heat. Feel your way into this pleasant sensation and let it increase. Let it grow. You feel hot rushes snaking through your body, waves of pleasurable fire in your nerves, blood and muscles. The sensation of heat spreads further. Your skin is hot, and your torso is soaked in tiny red flames. Soon your whole body is afire. Relax into this fire. Contemplate and enjoy it as it burns away unwanted thoughts and makes your mind bright and lucid. Now you feel the temperature increase again. You are becoming a furnace that can melt metal and bone. Your molecules are disintegrating, and the heat just keeps on increasing. The electrons are peeling away from your atoms. You are a thermonuclear plasma at fusion temperatures. Your body is like the core of a star, pure. Relax and breathe into this as you think ecstasy of fire. Let your body cool down until you are back in your usual form. Now you feel as if you are floating in near darkness with the sound of waves in the background. Your body is soft, jelly-like, and ripples of vibration pass through you. You are totally relaxed, all sensations dying away to exquisite stillness. Water has entered your every pore and has even filled your lungs, and yet you continue to breathe deeply. You are translucent and permeable, open to the passage of mighty ocean currents. The darkness deepens until it is total. Now there is no sound at all, just vast pulsations of primal feeling that well up in you and then die down. Your body seems to fill some vast trench in the ocean floor, and you begin to see flashes of cold radiance, pinpoints of eerie light. You are filled with an indescribable alien pleasure. You think ecstasy of water. Oh, my God. Let your body float gently to the surface again. Breathe air and resume your normal outlines. You are standing on a rocky pinnacle overlooking the abyss of air. The wind rushes around you and you gasp with the sharp cold. You sway in the breeze on your pinnacle and begin to turn with your arms outstretched. You are whirling faster and faster. And then you are airborne. There is no ground below you, and you are tumbling head over heels through the abyss. Feel the exhilaration in your mind. Breathe deeply and let the fear give to the exhilaration. And you are flying. You think ecstasy of air. Let yourself down gently and stand on the ground. Now you find you are lying on a plain, flat rock. You are very aware of your weight, the density of your body. You let the density of your body increase, as if all the spaces between the atoms were filling up. You become heavier and heavier until you are so heavy that the rock beneath you begins to feel soft. You sink into the earth, down into regions of greater and greater density. You are completely buried in matter, submerged in a region of inconceivable mass. If you were not so dense already, your own mass would crush you. Now your atoms begin to collapse. Electrons and nuclei condense them into neutral matter. Density approaches infinity. Begin to return to your normal density. You feel that your limbs, head, and internal organs are light and strong. You are full of elemental vitality. You take a deep breath. Visualize the eight-rayed star of chaos and love. The chaosphere hangs in the air before you, leaking black radiance around it. You plunge through it into impossible spaces. A profusion of forms, the spawning of a billion lives, visions of the machinery of the universe. Infinite acceleration, infinite information exchange, ultimate experience. You can send information instantaneously. Reinvent the physical world to your own designs. See your desires materialize without pause. You consider this. You are creating all of this experience. You and you alone are responsible. There is nothing to hold you back. No ground to stand on. No safety net. And no rules. For a moment, it might occur to you that this responsibility is unwanted, that your freedom is a burden, that you are trapped in manic creation and want to come down into the bonds of robotic consciousness. But then, you reflect that your freedom is greater still than you thought, because you can even ignore it. You are free to hold any sensation in any context whatever, and believe whatever you desire about it. In fact, you are free to do nothing at all, to simply surrender your identity to the pure ecstasy of being. You take a deep breath and let the black light of chaos fill you, and you think, ecstasy of freedom.